Homophones are words that sound exactly the same, but have different meanings. Like here, H-E-R-E, the adverb of place, and the verb to hear, H-E-A-R. English is absolutely full of homophones. And not only are homophones extremely common, they also make up a significant part of the core vocabulary we use every day. We can't even count to 10 without coming across many homophones. Number 1 sounds just the same as 1, the past of the verb to win, just as the number 2 sounds the same as the preposition of direction, to, and the adverb to, T-O-O. There are dozens of examples. Another one, the preposition and adverb by, B-Y, sounds like the verb to buy, B-U-Y, and by, B-Y-E, in goodbye or bye-bye. It seems very strange to have so many common words that sound the same but mean totally different things. The explanation is probably because English has adopted so much vocabulary from other languages that over time, words that once sounded a bit similar came to be pronounced exactly the same way. Homophones are both a curse and a blessing in English. They mean we all make spelling mistakes, even native speakers. But they also mean that headline writers, poets, and comedians can have fun making puns. A pun is a joke, exploiting the different possible meanings of a word, often to make us laugh. Homophones are just one type of pun. Take, for example, a 2013 headline from the Scottish tabloid newspaper, The Daily Record. There will be hell to pay. Headed an article about Donald Trump's threat to sue the Scottish government over a wind farm that was being built next to one of his golf courses. A toupee is a kind of wig, an accessory that many suspect Trump wears. But the word toupee sounds just the same as to pay. There will be hell to pay is an idiom meaning that serious trouble will occur in the near future. This pun isn't strictly a homophone, because toupee is two words, but it is still wonderfully ingenious. Shakespeare loved playing with language, and there are quite a few homophone puns in his work. For example, there's a famous homophone in a speech in the play Richard III. Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York. It's normally the sun, S-U-N, the astronomic body, that appears in summer, not the sun, S-O-N, someone's male offspring. Sun and sun sounded more or less the same in Shakespeare's day as now, so we can still recognize the pun. But there are some examples of homophone puns that would have made sense to audiences in Shakespeare's time, but are lost to us now because their pronunciation has changed. The designers of voice recognition software have a real challenge when it comes to words that sound the same or very nearly. Try making a machine understand the difference between "you disgust me" and "you disgust me." I can't do it. Sometimes the automatic spell check on your computer will help you out. It knows that something is wrong with this sentence. It's too, T-O, difficult. But it doesn't spot the error in "it's too, T-W-O, difficult." So as the technology may not always be enough, it's a good idea to have in mind the most common homophones so you can check you've spelled them correctly. If you're listening to this article without reading it in the magazine, try writing down the following sentences and locating the homophones in them. Have you read that book with the red cover? It's 2 kilometers to the beach. That's too far to walk in the sun. They're over there with their friends. I don't know whether the weather will be nice tomorrow. Did you see who threw the stone through the window? No, I don't know who it was. I have green eyes. The wind blew the blue balloon up into the sky. Have you seen the final scene of the film? Which witch is the scariest? Now check how you did on page 33.